So,
I would like to change the way education and educational content is created and delivered to students, developers, researchers, learners in general. How many people here in the audience are university students? Raise your hands. Come on, are you dead already? Okay, this is the university students. I don't know if you also, like me, I'm also a university student, share the frustrating experience of going to an exam and trying to prepare an exam and actually spend a lot of time to actually prepare the work to the exam, figure out what was needed. I was absolutely terrible at that. This is a picture of MIT from 1967. It's a physics class. This is a picture of 2015. Can anybody tell me what changed? That was correct. So I think we can do better in 2015 than just adding more blackboards to our classrooms. As I told you, I was absolutely terrible in figuring out exactly what needed to be done and collecting all the notes. I had very good friends who often gave me their gave me a hand, we exchanged things, but it was not really working well. We had our communication groups, but I think you already see the problem with a Facebook group. So I did what anybody else in this room would have probably done, or maybe even has done. A custom solution, a wiki. It was great. People loved it at the beginning, because you could write down everything. You could maybe exchange some tips on which questions are the more likely to appear with a certain professor. Things like this, very useful for university students. But we really didn't realize what we had in our hands until we had a course in advanced calculus. Because with this course, it was a very, very hard course where we really struggled with the exercises that the professor gave us, and we really had no one to help us because also the assistant was struggling with these exercises. And so we decided to sit down and figure out a way to solve these exercises and deciding to write a guide on how these exercises were actually solved. And this has proven to be a very, very useful thing to do. It was not only helped the whole class successfully pass the exam, but also the generation that came after us. And it especially helped the ones who wrote it. So we continued to do that. We added more subjects. And what we arrived to 15 so-called remixable books, as in you can disassemble a book and recreate another one from existing content, at about 2,000 pages of really high quality content. And why do I say high quality? Well, first off, I passed the exams with those. So at least we have one success story, but most of my friends also. And by looking at the logs of our server, we noticed that it was not just us who were looking at this material, but it was many other students from other Italian universities. And we saw we started to have some potential. That a tool which was born for really personal reasons and motivation, it actually started to be useful to more people. So we started to think until we asked ourselves this question. And the question was, can we actually kill textbooks? Can we do this innovation? I'm not sure if the answer is yes, but I am very confident it could be. Because for the first time, we're bringing 3 + 1 unique ingredients into the scene. We're bringing, of course, a technology so that people can use it to write meaningful stuff. It's not just a text editor. We are bringing a collaboration model, which is very familiar to anybody involved in open source, but not very much in other places. And students who are doing the work anyways. But the most important ingredient is that we connected these three ingredients. And this is really the strength of KDE, of WikiFM. But WeekFM at that point was still just a small project in a university, and it's very hard to tackle what is really a global challenge with just a team of students, most of which don't really know how to code. So what we did is we figured out our values were the same ones as the KDE community. We asked to be incubated, and we successfully became the first project incubated by KDE. And we also got a stamp of approval by Wikimedia Italy, which is pretty nice for everything. So this is the main story of WeekFM. But you might as well ask, well, you know what? I am just a developer. I'm not a student anymore. Why are you telling us all this stuff? What is my interest in all this? Whoever stated WeekFM was just for universities? Well, as a matter of fact, we integrate some features which could be of interest to some KDE developers. First, basic of one, it's not really seeable with this projector, but that is C++ code in your browser, which you can run with just clicking one button, it gets compiled, and it returns you the output. So it's very great for examples. But still, you could say, yeah, but you know, that's not what I do. This is what I do. I do work with Windows. I want to have my text editor, graphical. I want to do my QML application. That doesn't solve it. Has anybody noticed some strange things in this screenshot? It's not Plasma 5, that is correct. But this is not a window decoration. This is actually live. Let me show you a very brief demo. I have to do it outside from here because the presentation doesn't play nice with it. So very, very short. This page is a page which is accessible to every logged in user. I invite you to check it out for yourself after the presentation is over. And you can just press here, or you can include this link to any page. If the Wi-Fi is staying with us, yes, we got a virtual instance. You just click, and this is my KDE desktop, all ready to use. It has, where's the mouse? Has compositing enabled. It even supports Qt 5. And this is a QML 2 application with QML scene, which is kind of playable, even over this Wi-Fi connection. And the interesting thing is that the whole machine is kept up to date by us or by anyone else that wants to maintain a Docker image, which is kind of easy. But all your home files are persistent. So you can really work or start to work there. And in case anybody wants something more, something to keep on, like on which to work offline, you can just download a Docker image or preparing tutorials on how to do that easily on any platform and just start hacking right on away. So you can see how that could be nice for your application. Success stories and a little bit of the roadmap for the future. All this that I'm showing it to you now has been a progress of the last month and a half. The first thing, and which is the one that is more dear to me, is the following one. Key people from these institutions have decided that the software panorama in the physics world was really not good. And they decided they wanted to do some training to teach students who come out from the university to have all the tools to work in a hyper high performance computing environment. Guess what? They learned about WeekFM, and they decided that was a platform that suited them. So they started to populate the page with some training material. From now, it's very, very basic, because as you will see, it's really a matter of last 2 weeks, this page, 3 weeks, that they're starting to populate content there. Other things. September. September, we are actually having a real seminar at CERN. They invited us to announce the project officially, and one similar one at Fermilab. We also got invited by the Chilean, in the universities of Santiago, and the presence of the Chilean government, who seemed very interested in an idea such as WeekFM. The month after, these universities, we are in contact at various levels to start a real experimentation where there will be selected courses and they will tell them, the students, go work and put your notes together on WeekFM. It's not done in every university. This one is for sure. This one is quite sure. This one is still an initial contact. But it's a beginning. And actually, every professor we spoke to about this idea was really, really enthusiastic. Actually, this is not on his slide because it's new over the last 2 days. We received some interest from the university here of La Coruña and from the University of Bahia. So November, maybe we'll go there to explain the situation and see if they can also use it. With this growth, December, maybe world domination is already achieved. So there's going to be some development involved in all this month, of course, because the software is there, works. But as I said, I'm kind of the only one in the whole project who knows how to code and how to sysadmin and these kind of things. But the most important thing is that spreading the word. We need to get more usage. And for most kind of usages, the website is really ready already. So this is the most important thing that has proven beneficial to the project in the last period. I want to conclude with resuming my talk in a nutshell. So all of which I have presented was the work of a handful of students, which in not even their free time, 1-2% of their study time, because I consider that study time as they were learning while doing. And they were learning really well by judging from the results. Created some content in Italian only, because that was interesting to them. And with just this, we got thousands of pages of very high quality material, the interest of the top institution in our sector, and all the rest that I've shown to you. So I want to leave you with this one question. This was with 10 students. With a global KDE community, which has proven to be very successful in taking an open source project and leveraging it to success. Can we do more? Thank you very much.